I challenge you to a duel.
It's the only argument I need. I don't want to talk to you no more, you.
You got a lot of nerve.
Soon you will know what it is like to be defeated.
Stop defending him, Sean.
All right, let's go.
Hey everyone, welcome to our great debate show. I'm your host. It's weird. No, no, it's weird not listening to Chris. It's a little weird for me too, guys. It's a little weird to carry Chris's baby. It's appropriate, I suppose, though. I did straddle him on draft night out. I knew it would come back to bite me. Here we are, guys. I'm carrying Chris's bay, the great debates. I'm not doing it by myself, though. I've got my buddy, Rob. What's up, Rob, man? You put out some great stuff today. I'm going to quickly plug your show before we get into this one on Beat. You had some great Beat reporters on. You've got some great ones on this week, too. Really excited about the show, man. How you doing, Rob, man? It's an exciting time of the year. It's week four already.
Week four, man. Well, we're technically still in week three because, like, that's going on. But this game is...
Right.
Yeah, so anyway, week four. Woo, I'm excited. And I'm excited for this week on Beat. I think we have the Giants, the Broncos, and the Vikings lined up. So that's gonna be a killer second episode. And looking forward to it.
Yes, yes, it's going to be a great one. And for you guys listening for the first time to the Great Debates, I'm going to let you know what you're about to get into. It's a debate-style argument between two players. We got 2 minutes to argue for our players, 90 seconds for rebuttal, then final thoughts, unbiased, objective, stat-based arguments for and against these guys. If you want to hear, please go to iTunes, Google Play. Go drop a 5-star review if you enjoy what we do here, or a 4-star. We prefer 5, but if you feel like, you know, there's a little, sure, we'll take the 4. All right, but hey, we've got a great one for you guys. We've got some great players. It's week 4, and you're going to be picking up some pretty stellar players this week. We've got Diontae Johnson, nice, and we've got your guy, who is kind of like my guy. It's weird to be debating against this guy. Philip Dorsett. I'm more excited to hear Rob talk about Philip Dorsett than I will be talking Diontae Johnson. But I'm going to try to get you guys pumped about Diontae Johnson because he's in for a sweet spot. And I'm going to kick off this debate for you. All right, I got Diontae Johnson. He's one of the most gifted players in college football the past 3 years. First team All-Mid-American Conference receiver in 2018. Starting all 13 games. Leading his team with 49 receptions for 761 yards and 8 touchdowns. After death. Yeah, I just rebranded him that. It's pretty cool, right? After Antonio Brown. So this guy is the first team All-Conference punt returner. Second team kickoff return as well. He's earned the same conference accolades as a sophomore, leading the Golden Rockets in receiving and 13 touchdowns. Given this guy's dynamics, Tomlin's going to end up using this guy all over the place, much like he did AB. Now, I'm not saying DJ is the next AB, but he's at least the next Juju. I know we're hoping for a connection between the two to light things up in Oklahoma State, talking about James Washington and Mason Rudolph. But that connection was not as existent / relevant. And his rapport with After Death was there. The team promoted Diontae Johnson to a full-time starter, and he didn't disappoint. After catching just 4 passes for 42 yards through the first 2 games of the year with Big Ben, DJ showed some great chemistry, evident by the 39-yard touchdown bomb. He's faced 2 of the top defenses already this year, New England and San Francisco, respectively. His schedule's got some pretty bright spots. He's got Cincy, Miami. He's got Arizona week 14 in your playoffs. They're the worst. He's just going to run it up on those guys. The schedule is pretty brutal for a Steelers wide receiver, but being that he's the number two option, he should see plenty of open areas opposite Juju.
Deontay Johnson is jumping in on a Steelers offense that has looked lackluster at best. They've put up low numbers this year, including 160 passing yards last week. So that nice 39-yard bomb was one of the only bright spots, including another big splash play that was a 79-yard touchdown to Juju Smith-Schuster. So we know that Deontay Johnson's not going to be the number one, and he may face some number two cornerbacks, but he's a small school prospect. He's not coming from any place that has anywhere near the same pedigree in their secondary, so he'll be facing guys that will probably be better than the people he played in college, which could still give him a pretty stiff challenge. So he's only had one season with over 1,000 yards in the Mountain Conference, so that's not a good look for me. I'd like to see my guys be a little more dominant.
All right, Rob, you want to kick us off with your guy right now? Really, my guy, Philip Dorsett?
I stole him like Madden 20, bruh. Philly, I got Philly Dorsett. And he is not just a good pickup because of the Julian Edelman injury or AB's disappearance from professional football altogether. He put together a beautiful week one stat line of 4 catches for 95 yards and 2 touchdowns. And week 3, he threw down with 6 catches for 53 yards and a touchdown. But he was also in on 93% of the offensive snaps in week 3, which is a very good sign for his usage going forward in this Bill Belichick offense. So he is a fast guy, and he's going to use those afterburners to get behind defensive backs. He ran a 4.33 40 at his combine and was drafted 29th in the 2015 draft by the Colts and was traded to the Patriots 3 years ago for Jacoby Brissett, which shows you the kind of talent that Bill Belichick expected to get from Philip Dorsett, and I think this is the year that we're going to see the return. With 127 vacated targets, with Chris Hogan and Rob Gronkowski being gone, that leaves a massive void for people to jump in. And what people don't remember is there's also touchdowns missing there. So expect Philip Dorsett to cash in on touchdowns and targets. He has developed a great rapport with Tom Brady, Mr. TB12, over the last 2 seasons and is starting to gain his trust. He has a quarter of the amount of targets this year as the last 2 years combined in just 3 games, as well as matching his touchdown total last year, which was 3, in just 3 games. He already has a 58-yard reception this year, which is going to give him that big splash play ability to keep defensive.
Oh, man, what can I say badly about Philip Dorsett? It's tough because I kind of have him everywhere, and I've been advocating for the guy, especially since Antonio Brown is gone. But what I will say is Josh Gordon is still there. James White is still there. They seem to be targeting Rex Burkhead quite a bit, so he's there. We're also looking at Julian Edelman, the number one wide receiver on that team. I know he's a little banged up. His ribs, kind of ouchy in that last video. If you watched him on the film, kind of a glowing report you can say for Philip Dorsett, but it could be Josh Gordon. I actually believe that Tom Brady is going to target his more shorter areas, which is James White. Which is, you might even see the rookie get behind there and start catching some passes as well. But we've seen Rex Burkhead in the week one, he split pretty much targets with James White. He still saw 10 targets. Week 2, he only saw 2 targets, but that was with Antonio Brown. No Antonio Brown, he jumped to 7 targets again. So the guy's going to be used. This is Rex Burkhead. This is a running back. James White's going to be used just as well. James White was not used last game because he was hurt. He was out. So Philip Dorsett, as much as I love the guy, we just don't know. It's a very small sample size to base it upon, where there's no Antonio Brown. There was no James White. So All right, so I'm going to go into final thoughts about Deontay Johnson. Deontay Johnson, man, there's 168 targets off of grabs. That was Antonio Brown's targets. They're gone. He's not there. He's not coming back. Tomlin doesn't want him. Definitely, Big Ben doesn't want him after his last couple of tweets. We don't know where AB is going to be, but he's not going to be on the Steelers. So that's 168 vacated targets. That's 15 touchdowns vacated. They're gone. That's 1,300 yards vacated. That's gone. That's got to go somewhere. It's not going to go just to Juju. And in fact, Juju, he's okay right now. But anybody thinking that Juju may not be the number one receiver? What if Deontay Johnson is? It's a possibility. You know, I mean, Antonio Brown was a sixth-round guy. Deontay Johnson's a third-round guy. I know it's a smaller school, but, I mean, the guy fits, and he is a workaholic. The guy does everything that you ask him to do. He is a do-it-all utility guy. Like, he's just one of the most explosive weapons in the NFL right now. I believe it. Watch him on film. You'll see it. His targets will come. Mason Rudolph has shown rapport with this dude. He's a guy that's basically free. Unless you're in dynasty leagues. Dynasty leagues, he's targeted a ton. He's on a ton of teams. But on waivers right now, he's going to be free compared to Philip Dorsett. Dorsett, you either got to spend a ton of fab on him, or you got to have priority to get him. More than likely, you're going to be able to grab Deontay Johnson, depending on what type of league you're in, how skilled the players are, you may be able to get him with $0 fab. You may be able to get him with seventh priority on the waivers. There's some wide receivers out there, some running backs out there, but Deontay Johnson's going to be the sneaky, sneaky, sneaky guy that you can throw on your team and perhaps win you a championship, or at least aid you into a trade where you can help win you a championship. Philip Dorsett, we love him. We like him. We just don't know this point of the year where his target counts are going to be. It's very, very, very small sample size. I like my chances with Mason Rudolph.
Well, my final thoughts on Mr. Philip Dorsett. I can't trust Mason Rudolph more than TB12 himself. He is the GOAT. So I thought about just kind of mic dropping this and saying Tom Brady and walking away. But apparently that doesn't quite cover what our esteemed leader is looking for. So I got to say that Philip Dorsett over his career has 108 catches for 1,424 yards and 9 touchdowns. If he can put that together in one season, Tom Brady's the guy that can throw it to him. I think we can expect to see wonderful things as a big play receiver. And I'd mentioned before about AB possibly being the new Gronk. Well, we could see a wide receiver take that big play role in that offense, and Philip Dorsett has the speed to be it. So I would spend my fab on him happily in every league I can get him in, because give me a part of one of the highest scoring offenses in the league and one of the guys that's going to be targeted by one of the best quarterbacks ever to play the game.
Damn it, Rob.
Yes.
You sold me. I lost the debate already. This is not a debate-style argument where we lose debates, but more than likely, I lost this debate. This is the first show ever in history of the Great Debates where instantly after the first debate, after the debate is over, I've already lost. So I will shake your hand, dear Rob Rose. You won this debate. I think Philip Dorsett's going to do just great. But, guys, go out there and pick up Deontay Johnson. He's going to do just fine for you as well. And while we're over here talking great things, we got to mention, we would be very remiss if we did not talk about the great sponsor of our show, Pristine Auction, P-R-I-S-T-I-N, auction.com. They've got hundreds of new auctions every single day. Everything's JSA certified. It's all authentic. It's free to join, free to bid. And when you join, just make sure you guys put in this code, this promo code. It's going to give you $5 off. Sleeper Wire. S-L-E-E-P-E-R, wire. In this case, you guys don't know how to spell. I don't know, go Google or something like that. Again, you're going to go to PRISTINEauction.com to get $5 off your very first purchase. You can find us on Twitter at Sleeper Wire Show. I'm on there at Sleeper Wire Hoos. I'm on Sleeperbot at Prophet Hoos and Fantasy Life at Hoos the Prophet. All right, Rob, where can they find you?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at ESORBOR1. That's ESORBOR1. That's my name spelled backwards, Rob Rose. And on Sleeper at ESORBOR, ESORBOR. You can also find me on our new show, On Beat, which will come out weekly. Don't forget, this week I'll have the Giants, the Vikings, and the Broncos beat reporters on to dive a little bit into their journey and their team's journey this year.
See you next time.